Accession number 4471, Reel 1.
Mrs. Albu, take one. Mrs. Albu, I had the pleasure recently of interviewing your mother, Mrs. Ira Ryshovsky, who was interned on the Isle of Man as an enemy alien in 1940-41. During the interview, she told me that as a young child, you went to visit her on the island, and I'd very much like to hear what you thought of this visit. But before this, do you think I could ask you something of your background in Germany before you actually came to England? Could you tell me when you were born and where you were born?
I was born in Berlin in 1930, October 1930, in a district of Berlin called Charlottenburg.
And were you the only child?
No, I had a sister who was 6 years older than me.
I see. And could you tell me something about your parental background, what your parents did for a living?
Well, my parents were both engineers. They'd met at university, but my mother and my father were separated for some time before my birth and then afterwards. And I'm not sure whether my mother was in fact working professionally as an engineer at that time. She was certainly doing some work, because I recall that she wasn't at home a lot.
What sort of religion were you brought up in?
No religion at all. I had a vague knowledge sense that I was Jewish, but this didn't mean anything to me at all. And I suppose the only religious background was Christmas carols and the whole German sentimental Christmas tradition.
You would have been 5 years old when your mother left Germany.
Yes, coming up to five years.
Can you remember the sort of climate in Germany at that time? Did you have any understanding of why your mother had to leave?
No understanding at all, no. She just went, and we were told later that she'd had to go away on business, and then gradually got used to the idea that she was away, and we were told that she was first in Prague, where we went to visit her, and then in England.
And who did you live with when your mother lived?
My grandmother, who had previously lived in Breslau, in Silesia, came to look after us pretty soon after my mother had left. We had a very dear maid who we liked very much, and she looked after us. Of course, she was the main character in my life. My grandmother was rather an old lady.
Did you have letters from your mother? Were you able to write to her and receive
them? Well, I couldn't at the time write. I hadn't yet started to learn to read or write. And in fact, I didn't start to go to school until long after she'd left. So I seem to remember there were letters, but I don't recall. I don't really recall them.
Had you any idea where your mother was in England when she came to England?
Not really, no.
Or what she was doing?
I knew that she was on a farm in the country, but I didn't really have any idea of what that meant.
Did you visit her at all?
I visited her. I went by my... Well, we went to Prague when she was still in Prague. We visited her there a couple of times. And then when she came to England, I went to visit her on my own. It must have been 1936, when I was about a year after she had left Germany.
Can you remember your impressions of, was it Burwash, where she was working?
Yes.
Were you happy
there? I was very happy there. The farmer's daughter was younger than me, but we got on very well, and we clumped around in our Wellington boots and had a sort of normal country holiday, children's holiday.
And were you upset when you had to go back to Germany?
I don't remember being very upset on that occasion. I suppose I must have been. sad to be leaving her, but I don't remember the pain of it at all. It was just going home.
And how long were you in Germany before you finally left to come to Britain to join your mother?
Well, my mother left in 1935, and we came over in May 38, finally. But we had had another holiday with my mother in 1937.
I see. And you and your sister came over then?
On that occasion, we both came, yes.
Yes. And where did you go then? Was your mother still at Burwash?
She was at Burwash, yes.
I see.
No, hang on, she wasn't. No, I think by that time she had a job of some sort in London.
I see. When you came to England in 1938, did you have any idea of the arrangements that were made, how your mother managed to get you into England?
No, I really didn't understand that at all. I think I was very unclear in my mind what the whole thing was about. It
yes.
was just one of those things, and I accepted very quickly that my grandmother was mother substitute, and although I remember feeling very sad when we had to go back on that occasion, I remember we had to travel to Plymouth, I think it was, to catch the boat to take us back, and we came down on a train from London, and we were singing. We were in an empty compartment. We were singing songs that we always learned to sing. We were all trying to be very brave, and it was very difficult and very sad. But I knew vaguely that we were going to go to England sometime, but I remember also that we were told not to talk about that to our acquaintances and friends, keep it sort of under our hats, and in fact we left, I think, without informing the schools.
I was going to ask you about that, after your visits in England, going back to Germany, what the reaction of your German school friends would have been, you know. Were you very aware of the political situation?
I was just about aware of it, yes. Not very aware. I think I was deliberately kept in ignorance because of, you know, it would have been a bad thing for me if I had been victimised at all at school for being Jewish or having a mother who was in England. So I wasn't told very much about it. There was before we finally went, I knew, and in fact I had a few English classes, I remember, before we came over, just a spattering of English.
And so, when you did come to England in 1938, as you say, where did you actually go? Did you live with your mother then?
No, she was only living in Diggs in one room, so she couldn't have us. This had really been one of the problems, that she couldn't get any accommodation where she could keep us. And she was either living in Diggs or she was possibly already working. She doing domestic work. I'm not sure, I'm afraid. Now, what did you ask me the other thing? Political awareness. Hardly at all. Although I can remember an occasion when I was walking home after kindergarten with my cousin, and we were talking politics. This, we must have been about 5 or 6 years old. And there was always this great myth, Hitler loves little children. It was a sort of, you know, put up thing. And I was talking to my little cousin about this, and he said, yes, but, you know, he doesn't like Jewish children. And it had never occurred to me before, really, that we were Jewish. But I remember sitting outside the classroom door on during assembly. There weren't very many Jewish children around, and I didn't really have many friends. My grandmother kept me on a fairly short leash. I wasn't allowed to go out by myself or anything like that.
Yeah. So when you came to England, you didn't stay with your mother?
Oh, no.
Yes. Where actually did you go?
We stayed with some sort of friends of my mother, I think, for a day or so, just a weekend. And then we went straight into convent school.
Into a convent school?
Yes.
Yes. Can you remember the name of the school?
Our Lady of Sion.
And whereabouts was that?
It was in Bayswater.
I see. Can you remember your impressions of the school? You know, was it...
Well, it was very big. I was a bit worried because, of course, my sister and I were separated. She was an older girl and
yes,
slept
how
in.
How old would you have both have been then?
Well, I was 7 and a half, 1938. I'd been coming up to seven and a half to eight. And my sister was 6 years older than me, so what does that make?
She would be 14.
Yes.
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 8 and 14. Yes.
I wasn't... I don't remember being in any way alarmed or unhappy or homesick. Again, it's strange. I think I must have repressed all those things.
Was your sister... Can you remember your sister? How, you know, how she fared?
Not really. She managed, I think, to get into the work very well. I don't think she had too much difficulty with... But she had learned English for quite a few years, I think, before we came over. I used to be allowed to see her once a day. There was a sort of sisters' meeting time where anyone who had sisters in an older class could meet them and talk to them. And I remember these occasions after supper, meeting her every day. But we never really... Our paths never really crossed apart from that.
And how about the sisters in charge? Were they kind to you?
Yes, that particular lot were kind, yes, on the whole.
And your friends at school, your classmates?
Well, there was a sort of in-group which one wanted to belong to, and, you know, one measured one's success by by how, to what extent one could belong to it. And, you know, they were normal little 6, 7, 8 year old girls, with all the sort of bitchiness that goes between children of that age, you know, will you be my best friend, and so on.
Were you aware when war broke out?
Yes, by that time we'd been evacuated.
Oh, had you? Mm.
To Shropshire. We were evacuated quite a short time before the declaration of war. I remember crying about that and feeling very alarmed for my mother, wondering, you know, because of course everyone was talking about there'll be bombing and London will be bombed and so on, and that was very very worrying for me that my mother might get bombed.
Did the whole school go? Was the
pretty
whole school?
Well, the whole school, yes. Mm. There had been in Bayswater there was a boarding school and a day school, rather separated, and the whole boiling came up to Shropshire, of course. Mostly, I think, maybe there'd been a few children stayed behind, but I think most of them went to Shropshire.
Because you were very young at the time, you would have been nine.
I was nine, yes.
Yes.
Just not quite nine. Mm.
But did you have any sort of idea of the concept of war? And I wonder if you had, how you felt about being at war with England, being at war with Germany?
I was very muddled about it. For one thing, I thought of myself still as a German. And this was very difficult to come to terms with what was going on. One didn't know which side one was. Well, I didn't know. Although, I think my father, who was in England by then, early in 1938 and so on, tried to explain to me what the political situation was, but I had sort of swallowed the Nazi line, the hook, line and sinker in school. I mean, we were, you know, there was a lot of indoctrination.
Was
in
there?
My school in Germany. Mm. And we were told, you know, go home and tell your mother to listen to Hitler's broadcast at 3 o'clock or else, you know. And it wasn't really until much later that I realised what had happened, because I think, as I say, we were deliberately kept in ignorance to some extent, because it was a rather dangerous business.
When did you first hear of your mother's internment?
It must have been early 1940. She came to stay with us at Easter, just for a few days, because she knew that she would be interned shortly, so that she made the journey up to Shropshire to visit us during the Easter holidays. We stayed at school pretty well in all the school holidays.
And did she explain to you that this might happen?
I think she must have done, yes.
What did you actually think when you heard about it?
Again, I can't remember really being in any way upset about it. It wasn't a new separation. You know, the separation had been way back when I was rising five. And the fact that she was going to the Isle of Man was really no different to me. I didn't really grasp the difference. Just that she wasn't with us.
You didn't sort of grasp the fact that she was almost sort of a prisoner. One could say that she had lost her freedom in a way. Did you realise that?
No.
No. Did the school help you in any way at this time? You know, can you remember their attitude? Did they try to explain
things? I don't really. I think my sister tried to explain things to me. I suppose she must have known more about what was going on than I did, and she was quite a bit older than me. But I don't think the nuns, other than perhaps the sort of senior headmistress and reverend mother and what have you, really understood who we were and what this meant. And I did have a form teacher, a nun, at that time, who in fact gave me rather a rough ride, because she was an elderly woman, and you know, to her all Germans were automatically bad, and the fact that we were not only German but also Jewish and also what she called charity children, you know, it made things very unhappy for me the 2 years that I was with her. But the other nuns, I don't really recall discussing it with any of them. I wouldn't have had all that much access, I think, to any of the other nuns other than my class teacher.
Was there any one person in the school that, you know, you formed a special relationship with regarding the nuns? Any adult that you were able to?
No adult. There were a number of other children, like myself, who came from Austria and Germany. And I think I identified most closely with them and went around with them, and they were my friends.
Was it a policy, did you find out later, of this school to take in refugee children?
I found out later that...
Later?
Yes. That the school had admitted a number of refugee children, some of them quite about the time that I went there. We were the first, Izot and I, but there were other children who came in, and the school, funnily enough, the order of nuns had been founded by a Jewish convert, or two Jewish convert brothers, and it was called Our Lady of Sion, and they had dedicated themselves to the conversion of the Jews. So I think perhaps this had something to do with it, that they had a more tolerant attitude towards Jewish refugees than maybe other people would have, because they saw them as sort of brothers and sisters who must be helped. And this is what came across later on, really, and I understood more what the whole thing had been about.
Did you receive letters from your mother after she was interned?
I seem to remember rather rare letters, yes. But we did receive letters, and Izot would read them to me, and we would share them.
Can you remember the sort of appearance of the letters?
The letters were all on some peculiar sort of paper with a heavy glaze which caused the ink to run. They were rather like an air letter is now. a piece of paper folded over in a particular way, and you had to get all your message on one side.
And you wrote back to your mother. You were allowed to do that.
Oh, yes, yes.
When did you hear of the chance to visit your mother? Did you actually ask for this? Can you remember you or your sister requesting it?
No, I certainly didn't request it. Whether Izot requested it, I don't know. That was the following year. That was 1941, the summer of 41. I think I was just told that arrangements had been made for me to visit my mother in the camp.
And were you to go with your sister?
No, she couldn't come because she was over the age of 16 and therefore liable to sort of regulation because she was an alien. She was reckoned to be an enemy alien. And the only reason she wasn't interned was because she was still at school, and that was considered sufficient, that as long as she stayed at school she would be exempted from internment.
Was she very upset? You know, how did she view the fact that you were going to see your mother and she wasn't?
I don't recall that that she said anything. She must have felt very upset, but I don't think she talked about it much. We didn't talk all that much because she was so much older than me that I really considered her more like a mother than a sister.
Has she said anything since when you've discussed it, how she felt?
I think what comes across is that, yes, she was very jealous, but that she wasn't allowed to be jealous, really, because that would have been bad for me. Our business of taking me there to the Isle of Man was really rather a trauma for her, I think.
So when you went to the Isle of Man, did you go alone? You know, obviously you had an escort of some description, but were there any other children with you?
There was one other girl who had... I'm not sure that she was a pupil at the school. I think she was just brought in on it because she had a mother on the Isle of Man, and Izot, in fact, took us, the two of us. I remember we had to get up very, very early one morning to go to get to Fleetwood in time to catch the boat. She escorted us right the way across the sea to the Isle of Man, and arrangements had been made for us, I think, to stay in Douglas overnight, and then we caught the train to Port Erin, where my mother was interned. And there was, of course, police surveillance, Douglas and Port Erin, and my sister, in fact, was only allowed to stay long enough to see my mother for about an hour and then go straight back. She wasn't allowed to stay at all under her circumstances.
Was there any sort of indication how your mother felt about that? Can you remember?
She was very upset indeed. And later on, when it came to the question of getting back again, my sister, I remember, wrote to her and said she just couldn't take this sort of situation, and could I be sent back some other way that didn't involve having to see mother for an hour or a few hours. That was, I think, very, very brutal for a 16-year-old who'd been really looking after me ever since my mother left. And she had to take too much on her young shoulders, I think.
How long were you on the island with your mother altogether?
I think it was about 6 weeks.
Could you sort of tell me some of your impressions of camp life? You were saying you went to Port Erin, where your mother was.
Yes.
Whereabouts was she staying?
She was living in a hotel right at the end of the village, with the barbed wire, you know, right outside the door of the hotel. It was the last hotel up there. It was very friendly and nice and kind, and everyone spoilt me no end, looked after me and took me to the beach, and really I was spoiled. I remember it as a lovely time. The beach was gorgeous, and there was a place you could walk to, Brada Glen, which was very picturesque. And I just messed about most of the time and was very happy. The one fly in the ointment, the thing that I resented bitterly, was that my mother was eternally engaged in attending meetings and committees and what have you, and hardly a day passed when she didn't have something on, which meant that I had to be on my own. And I mean, I wasn't neglected, obviously, but I was nearly 11 years old, I could look after myself, but I felt very strongly that I wasn't getting a fair deal from my mother, that she didn't give me enough attention. And
yes.
I voiced this, I remember. I think it must have been very difficult for her to know what to do, really.
She certainly sounds as if she was very busy. I got this impression,
yes.
You know, all
yes.
various committees and service exchange that she was
yes.
involved with.
Yes.
Yes. Well, the other people there, do any sort of outstanding characters stick in your mind?
Well, there was my mother's friend Friedel, whom she'd known right from the start. They'd been arrested together, as it were, and they'd stayed together and most of the time. And in fact, it was a very long-standing friendship, and we were great friends with Friedel until she died. She lived on the Isle of Wight in the last few years of her life, and she was a great friend even to me and my children. Friedel, as I say, she was the sort of nice, motherly, no-nonsense type. There were a lot of tremendously intellectual women knocking around, many of whom I met, and they were all very, very nice to me, very kind, I remember.
How about other children? Were there many other children there?
Not many. The girl I came over with was one. I didn't really see much of her. She then stayed behind with her mother. She didn't go back. I met another family who remained friends long, long afterwards, who had a girl of about my age, whom I knew until fairly recently. There were quite a lot of young children knocking around, but I didn't really go along with any of them.
Did you have any contact with a school on the island while you were there, the activities of
the school? Well, it was summer, and I seem to remember that the school was closed. I'm not sure. I certainly didn't have any extended contact with the school. I remember using the school library to get books.
Can you remember what it was like, the library? Was it adequately stocked compared with, say, the convent?
I really don't know. I got all I wanted from it, but I wasn't a great reader.
Were you at all tempted to want to stay with your mother on the island, like some of the other children, rather than go back to school?
No, I wasn't. I was very happy to go back, I think.
End of 4471, Reel 1.